Hi, so I'm here in the Irish Whiskey Museum today, talking with Owen about what's happening in the museum, what happens here on a daily basis, and also what's going to be happening on Culture Night. So, hey, Owen, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome. How's it going?
Good. So, do you want to tell me what happens here on a daily basis? What can people expect if people are just kind of wanting to come and have a look around?
Well, the idea behind the Irish Whiskey Museum is that we're kind of trying to give the history behind whiskey. So we don't just do the distillery tour where we tell you how it's made, the stills, the fermentation and all that. We actually go into the monks, the kind of illegal periods, the kind of the history of the 19th century and how people used to make it back then.
Yeah.
And then we are independent, so we try and give you as many different brands at the end of the tour as possible. So you do a little tasting at the end where you try a few different up-and-coming Irish brands as well as some of the traditional ones as well.
Yeah. So this building, yourselves in this building, is fairly new?
Yeah, the museum's been open a little over a year and a half now.
Right.
And it's really starting to take off. A lot of Dubliners are hearing about us and bringing people when they're visiting over. I think, you know, the idea that we're independent as well is actually what attracts a lot of people.
Yes, and you're nice and central as well. Yeah, you know, you can't
just
really
across
miss
the road
you.
From Trinity, yeah.
Yeah. So is there an admission charge on if people were to just pop in here?
Yeah, so we do two types of tours. We do the classic, where you try three kind of standard whiskies at the end. That's €16 or €14 if you're a student or senior.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go up a little bit of a notch, we do a premium tasting where you try some 12-year-olds.
Right.
You get a little souvenir glass with that as well, and that one's an extra €3, so that'll be 19 or 17 respectively.
Yeah, so you're going to be open on Culture Night, hopefully this year. Can you tell me, what can people expect? If people are planning on dropping in on Culture Night, what can they expect?
Well, the museum itself is actually quite limited in space, so we will be doing express tours to try and fit in as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So what we did last year is essentially we had a queue at the door, and every 10 minutes or so, a group would go off of 25 people. They do kind of a quick tour of the building with a guide who would tell them the ins and outs, not go into too much detail, and then just one little sip of whiskey at the end, not a full tasting, just tell you how to properly taste the whiskey and have a little sample on your way. So hopefully we'll be doing that again.
No, I mean, I suppose you'd have to time it, wouldn't you? I mean, the sheer volume of people that come into town on Culture Night is crazy.
We had to turn people away last
day,
really? Unfortunately. By the end of business, there was still a big line outside. I suppose the free whiskey word got around.
Well, that'd be the incentive, wouldn't it? So how late would you open on Culture Night? Are you open quite late? Or
I think we were open.
You.
Thank you very much. I think we were open till... Have a good one. we were open till about 11:30 last Culture Night.
Oh, my God.
I think the doors shut a little bit before that,
but it
took them a while to get them out of the bar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it must be a great place to work.
You know, it's great because whiskey at the moment is going through a real renaissance, and it's a great place to be because you do feel like you're getting the information just a little bit before anyone else, which is great when you're a whiskey fan.
Yeah, fantastic. So thanks for talking to me today, Owen.
No worries. Have a good one.